Hello, I'm Ruth McDonald. Growing up, I was always surrounded by Christian influences ever since I was born. I was brought up in a loving family. My family and I attended Hinton Baptist Church, then later moved to Newcastle Baptist Tabernacle. At the age 8, I prayed a prayer with my mum that I would become a Christian. At this time, I felt no change in my life. I guess I was still young. I would go to church and church camps, and when they'd ask if anyone would like to become a Christian, I went forth and I wouldn't raise my hand. I already knew I prayed the prayer, and even if I felt convicted to go up. At the age 13, I was baptized just because I thought it would please people and to be more Christian. I always had the head knowledge, but I never took it to heart. From a very young age to my teens, things happened to me that should not have happened. These things made me stressed, nervous, and confused. Was this meant to be, or am I dreaming? I would live my life in fear. I would always be scared. To everyone, I'd seem happy, but deep inside, I was really angry. I just need to say now, later on in life, these feelings I had led me to make wrong decisions in my life. But with God's help and decisions I made, I could never take back. But with God's help, he has helped me overcome them. On the 2nd of May 2012, I read this verse in 1 Thessalonians 5:17-18. Pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for the will of God, Christ Jesus, concerning you. I thank God for all the great things in my life instead of focusing on bad experiences and wrong choices I have made. I thank God I am still alive. I thank him for the people who brought me back to him. Throughout all those bad experiences, I now do believe God was there protecting me, even though it didn't feel like he was there. I now know much more terrible things could have happened. In 2009, I was in Year 10. I was over everything, over the way my life had turned out, over my friends. I would be sitting in class and just start crying for no reason. I would always just tell them I was really sick. I did not know what was going on with me. I felt like I was dying. I finally got the courage up one night to tell my mum the thoughts I was having. I didn't want to think this way. It wasn't right. The next day I went to the doctors and he did blood tests and a computer test and said I had depression. He put me on medication straight away. It was the most embarrassing thing. I knew nothing about depression, and I then returned to school and completely stopped talking to my closest friend. A few months later, I met my best friend, James. In 2010, I was doing an apprenticeship in beauty therapy, and everything was going well. After 6 months on medication, I started to play up, and things started going downhill as I started having flashbacks of my past. My apprenticeship fell through and I became a nervous and scared girl once again. The day after my 17th birthday, my sister came home and found me on the lounge. I don't remember too much of that day. I remember I was in an ambulance with cords all over my body. And rushed to a different hospital. Sometime after that, I was put into hospital with post-traumatic stress disorder. I then decided to move to my sister's to run away from my fear. I moved to Salamander Bay and I stayed with her for a year and then moved to Soldiers Point in a shared house. Life was starting to look brighter. I was working in a great environment and everything was good. However, my mood was very unstable. The doctors tried all these medications, but they were making me sick. I was vomiting all the time, and I put on lots of weight. My roommates decided they wanted to go back home, so I had no choice but to move back to the place where all my fears started. Moving back there messed me around. I would close my eyes and forget what year it was. Every time I entered my house, fear would come over me. I was once again a confused person and so lost. I would have panic attacks and would zone out. I knew deep down I needed help. On Friday the 13th of April, James invited me to his Easter services at church. He had been going there for a while and always wanted me to go. I finally told him I'd come. That night, as I sat there listening to the pastor, Charlie Haddad, preaching around banging on the pulpit to get his point across, I knew deep down God was convicting me about my relationship with God. I then knew mine and James's relationship would not last if I didn't do anything about it. Something inside of me just needed to run and get away. At this point, I was in hospital to reduce my anxiety, so every bang made me jump and flinch. After church, James drove me back to where I was staying and asked me how it was. I said that it was scary but good. I didn't let the fear get the better of me, and I went back Saturday and Sunday. Then I sent a message to Jane saying, I want to start living for God. I want our relationship to be stronger because I want us to be together forever. He replied how happy he was to hear that. A week passed and I was still in an awesome mood. When I left hospital, I told them that their help was really good. They did help me get through many hard times, but this is what God did for me. Although hospital was like jail to me, I knew it was a place I could be safe and get away for a couple of times a year. Now I know that I don't need hospital anymore because God is my getaway and I can run to him. I went to Bible study on the 25th of April, and after getting home in my really awesome mood, I got rid of all my music out of my car and deleted my music off my notepad and phone. I just didn't see that helping me and my mood. On the 1st of May 2012, James took me out on a date. We then went skateboarding in the car park. Thoughts were running through my head, especially one question Pastor Charlie had asked me. Where will you be spending eternity? I then knew I had to ask Jesus into my heart. I looked at James and said, can we sit in your car? We got in his car and I grabbed his hand and closed my eyes. And for the first time in my life, I cried out to God. A huge burden was lifted and my prayers were answered. For the first time in my life, I felt God with me. I was crying because I was so happy. It was the weirdest feeling. Since that day, it hasn't been all that easy. But I know that God's help, with God's help and his word, the Bible, when I walk in his way, it does become much easier. I just have to remember, what would Jesus do and what would Jesus say? Proverbs 37:5 tells us to commit thy way unto the Lord, trust him in him also, and he will shall bring it to pass. Tonight, as I get baptized, it will not make me a better person. It will not get me to heaven. It will not wash my sins away. I am getting baptized because I know it is God's will for me. God tells us so clearly in the Bible. You hear his word, you believe his word, and follow in baptism.